Hi, and welcome to Heart, a Kingdom Hearts podcast, where I, Austin, explain the Kingdom Hearts series to my friends.
Yeah, I'm friend number one, Cronus. I came here today to have Kingdom Hearts heal me of all ailments. Thank you.
Bless up.
Friend two. I'm friend two, Darylace. Lovely to be here. I can tell you, Cronus, as someone who recorded with the flu, Kingdom Hearts doesn't heal ailments.
Hey, back, Austin.
And I'm Riley, friend number four.
What?
And that's all you need to know.
Who's the third one?
I said what I said.
Hi, I'm friend number three. I enjoy living under Riley's bed and inside Austin's closet. And I like flying across Sheree's or Darylace's screen.
Mm-hmm. And that's the tea.
I think friend number three is the chains that we used along the way.
Chains?
Oh. Are they sentient chains?
They are now, at this point.
Friend number three is Agnes.
Yeah!
Darylace's OC.
Love Agnes. I'm still waiting, Omega Carlos.
Omega Carlos? Get it together.
Nah, he's really busy. It's fine. We'll powwow about Agnes in a couple weeks.
Did you guys see he got a puppy?
I did. Aww.
Baby. We stan the pets channel. Y'all keep them coming. Every single one of y'all. I need the fur babies.
Oh, if you're,
gives me life.
If you're sitting here going, Omega Carlos, puppies, pet channel, what are you talking about? Then come join us on our Discord server today, where Austin will, in fact, talk to you. That's right. You.
Maybe we can do video chats where you can see Esme's screen acting like a rave.
It is flashing. Is that I think it's the IR on your phone searching for your face, getting picked up by the camera.
Correct. I have my phone sitting face up on my desk. But I'm leaned back, so when I tap on the screen to wake it up, it's looking to unlock it. And it looks weird.
So, hey, do you guys remember what happened in Birth by Sleep?
They're all fucking dead.
What needs to learn, ACAB?
Plus 2 points.
Vintus needs to be reassured by his friends.
They all are like, they all gave them the keyblades that they will have in the future, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Phil was really weird to Aqua. They didn't need to include
really
that.
Really weird.
There's no need. Cronus can't see hair.
Mm-hmm.
Tara had a bunch of, like, misfortunate situations that, you know, it wasn't really his fault. He just needs to learn to, you know, if you're going to be homeschooled, if you're going to homeschool your children, teach them not to trust everyone that they meet.
Maybe some intuition exercises, you know.
Ooh, delicious. Yeah.
We learned that Ven and the other guy were the same, but not.
Correct.
I almost said Equius, but we don't need to get homestuck in here.
Vanitas.
Yetis.
Vanitas.
I say that at work sometimes, and I don't even fucking know what it means.
And you won't until Kingdom Hearts 3.
I think my my TikTok is listening to me because all of a sudden, too, I'm getting Demix content.
Oh, that's just good.
Valid.
That's just good content.
Well, I'm just like, where is this coming from?
You've talked about him too much.
I know, it'll be like, FNAF, Wei Wuxian, Demix. I'm like, oh, okay.
I still haven't got my FNAF PowerPoint, but that's not the time for this.
You'll get it.
That's Heart to Heart Season 2.
I think
you guys hit a lot of important points.
Thank you. I also asked
the members of the Discord server to give me questions to ask you guys.
If you want to torture Esme, Cronus, and Darylise, join the Discord, because Austin goes to you for fun new techniques.
It's true.
It's really savage.
It's terrible.
These are just in the order I received them. I didn't sort them by, like, easiest to hardest, so...
I just want to say, if we're going to continue on with these, like, server questions and stuff, I need every single person who has put in a question to Venmo me $3.
Per question, yes! Or just like a one-time payment?
Per question.
Ooh.
Some of y'all
did John come for our throats?
Who's in debt?
John didn't send any this time.
John, my dude.
Oh, he's been busy though.
Yeah.
Oh man.
John, I wish you the best.
Agreed. You can just jump on here and interrogate us anytime you want. You don't gotta wait for him. Don't listen to Austin. You don't have to wait for him to ask you for questions. Just say your piece, man.
I don't.
We'll see you on the other side.
Venmo Cronus, $3, and you can ask anything you want.
Wait, this is not related, and I'm really sorry, but it reminded me. Do you guys remember the time that someone paid me to talk to them on the phone in the middle of the night, and I answered questions
yes.
for them
yes.
about sex, and they were yep. like a grown-ass yeah. adult, and they were asking me
like
things?
27.
They were trying to get right.
Yeah, it was...
To like say certain things too.
Yeah, we don't need to get that far into the story.
All I got. My final comment is Buckhouse.
Buckhouse. If you want more details into that story, join the Discord and we'll tell you about Buckhouse. It must be 18 years or older to enter. Not. And yeah, it just reminded me. You can Venmo Cronus.
Oh, God.
It's a thing people do on the internet. It's legitimately a thing I have done.
I wish it wasn't. Is that okay for me to say? I wish it wasn't.
You're screwing up Cronus' business.
Oh, I'm fine with Cronus' business. I'm not fine with yours. Really, I'm not fine with your clientele.
Oh,
it's got
what a ride.
With you. It's your clientele.
Kingdom Hearts.
Anyway, back to the questions. So our first one is from Wayfinder. What they asked is pretty hard, so I'm going to throw out a softer version of it, and then I'll ask theirs, and that'll be worth an extra points.
Before, can I preface this with a question to Wayfinder?
Yep.
Have we hurt you? What's going on, Wayfinder? Do we need to
talk? They say it's for bonus points, so they know it's hard. Like, they went into this
we
saying, like, oh, this is a hard one.
Wayfinder, I'm pretty sure I talked to you at least one time. So, like, come on.
I thought we were friends. The fuck?
Hard. You gotta take me to dinner first.
So, Cronus brought up that Aqua... So, that like, there was the passing of the Keyblade. But we saw one intentional passing of the Keyblade. Do you guys remember what that is called?
What the passing Beyblade. Of the Keyblade is called? Isn't it like the Master Ritual or some shit?
No! I actually know this because I recently asked what that word meant.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Sequestered?
Yeah. Wrong.
Oh.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
So, Cronus mentioned that these characters are the reason that the future ones have their keyblades. But what is the process of, like, intentionally passing a keyblade on to somebody called? Correct.
Oh, that word! Because I asked what that meant. Yeah.
Yeah, bequeathing. It's like, it's like a deus.
Means.
Yeah, it's like deus.
Wait, I have a secondary follow-up question.
Uh-huh.
What does sequestered mean?
To isolate.
It means, like, to isolate, like, sequestering something in an area.
It's putting it off in an area, keeping it in an area.
That's not bequeathing at all. Okay, proceed.
So Wayfinder's actual question, which is very hard. Do you remember the bequeathing poem?
Roses are red, violets are blue. You're a keyblade master, yo. Good luck to you.
You know?
That was fabulous. Oh my god.
But I liked it.
Thank you.
Bonus points.
That's how Sora's gonna bequeath.
One bonus point.
Thank you, thank you.
Take the blade into the hand.
That's not far.
Oh, and I feel like I remember you talking about it.
Yeah. Tara said it to
Baby
Miku.
Put your right hand in.
Put your left hand out. You find some friends.
And you shake it all about.
You shake them all about. And then you die and leave them with emotional trauma.
I mean, that's what Sora did.
That's how I bequeath sharp objects to my friends.
But aren't keyblades sharp, though?
I think they're more blunt they're instruments.
Like a key-shaped club.
Yeah.
I feel like keys are both sharp and blunt. Like, they could be either if they're that big.
We could test it out later.
We could
not.
Are
you threatening me with a key?
I'm just like, if you're down, I'll stab you with a key if you want.
Could we not?
Key fight.
The key blade. Cronus,
roll up.
What?
I said, Cronus, roll up.
I'm still walking from the last time I said that I was on my way, you know?
Oh, shit. That's right. Okay, well, do you think when you get here, we can fit in all those times and a key fight?
You want me to stab you with a key so badly?
You guys are not listening. Key fight. Like, it's a two-way street.
You think you're gonna manage to stab me before I wreck your shit?
Yeah.
Why is this? That's fine.
Anyway.
But we got it. That's how it goes.
The actual bequeathing poem is, in your hand, take this key. Through the simple act of taking, its wielder you will one day be.
Oh, so it's like a narration of what's happening. Like, you took this key one day, and, like, 5 minutes, you're gonna wield it, because you're holding it. Good for you, bruh.
It's like a instantaneous prophecy. I love quick results.
They
not
said
the game.
Instant gratification.
Efficient.
Yes!
This next question, I think, is directed straight at Cronus. It's from White Key of Gondor.
Okay.
They preface it by saying, joke question, but I'm taking them seriously.
Oh my god.
Which of the new characters in Birth by Sleep looks the most like Sora?
Oh no!
I want to let White Key of Gondor know that I'm sick. I'm currently
ill.
And so you're attacking me. When I'm already down.
They sent these in last weekend.
No,
so they didn't. You weren't even sick yet.
White Key of Gondor knew.
Oh, no. They're assaulting a sickly person.
I was gonna die earlier. I'm fine now.
White Key of Gondor. Do you use the key to, like, get the oil to light the beacons?
It's like Vanitas.
Correct.
Yay, I almost said
Good job, Cronus!
I almost said Ventus.
I would have given you 2 points for that one, because he does look like him.
I can't remember their names.
He's more look like Roxas.
They get mixed up in my head.
That's fair. They sound very similar, which is intentional. Omega Carlos says, you can ask them if they remember the recommended playthrough order.
Yes. It's the order we did their stories in, isn't it?
Yep.
Terra, then
so Aqua last.
Yeah, Terra, Ventus, Aqua.
Correct. Yeah. There isn't, like, an official order, but I feel like if you play it Terra, Ventus, Aqua, it, like, slowly reveals more and more about what's going on.
Yeah. Right. They felt kind of organic.
Like,
from my side of things.
It's like in 2016 when I was playing Mystic Messenger and there was specific routes you should do in order, but you didn't have to, but you should. And you should always save 707 for last. I didn't manage to get to 707 because a bitch was tired. I was waking up at all hours for those chat rooms.
Fucking right? I fucking loved Mystic Messenger, but the amount of sleep I lost...
Yeah,
was astronomical.
It was my first year of college, too, so I was like, I have a Mandarin test in the morning, but I'm still gonna be getting me Zen, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you. What are we doing again?
Wayfinder asks what the actual potential pronunciations of the Beyblade are.
Kai or Key?
Key.
Correct.
But one the most each. Accurate is Beyblade.
Correct. A third point.
I don't even remember what the Beyblade is.
It's
the ultimate Keyblade made from darkness and light, right?
Yeah, it looks like two kingdom keys crossed with like an actual sword blade coming out in between them.
Okay, because ever since we named it Beyblade, I've just been imagining them letting it rip all over the place.
You know what? Same.
Oh, shit.
I really need some art of, like, Sora, Donald, Goofy with their Beyblades at the arena, and they're, like, throwing them.
It's just this shitty plastic arena that they're, like, we're gonna battle this out with our Beyblades.
Yeah.
I really like White Key of Gondor's name into it because I also am a fan of Lord of the Rings.
They made some cool pumpkins.
Their pumpkins were so fucking cool. Like, how do you get that good?
I don't know, man.
I like to think I'm a creative person, and then those thoughts and dreams are shattered when I take up pumpkin carving.
Sorry, I got some
Gatorade
for my electrolytes.
Good.
You
need some.
Sorry, I had to tend to my electrolytes real quick.
Why are you laughing at me? I'm severely dehydrated.
I'm laughing because it's so relatable. And it's absurd that it's that relatable.
This was another derelict.
It's a mood.
She was like, get some Gatorade. So I got some Gatorade.
I'm going to make Cronus a list of things they need for when they're sick. Because they're never prepared.
Never.
Heartless BB asks, why are Sora and Ventus connected?
Oh my god, there was a thing! There was a thing! Ventus rested in Sora's sleep or something.
Heart.
Ew.
Correct.
Because Sora's a heart hotel.
Correct. I give you a point, but they were connected once before he went to sleep in his heart.
Isn't Ventus like the darkness, or not Ventus, Vanitas, like the darkness that was inside Ventus? Like, yeah, they're separated?
But, yeah, but we're not talking about we're not talking about Vanitas, we're talking about Sora and
Oh,
Ven.
Sora!
Well, when they split, didn't Ven, like, need to heal or whatever and become whole?
Correct.
Thank you.
The unborn heart of Sora gave Ventus some light to heal up.
Thank you. I remember your diagram.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. That was a whole thing I think I blocked out of my mind.
If you would like to know what we're talking about, join our Discord server today, where you can scroll through all of the messages and find the diagram of Austin trying to explain this to me specifically.
I think I'm going to need to Venmo Cronus $3 for all this advertising they're doing for the Discord.
You know, right? Shit.
Wayfinder asks, why did Bragg agree to work for Xehanort? What is he after?
Who the heck is Bragg?
Bragg is the Gambit dude, yeah?
No, he's Zigbar.
Oh.
Zigbar.
As if.
Oh, yeah, that dude. Fuck him.
So now repeat the question.
Why did As If guy agree to work for Xehanort? What is he after?
Is he also the sitar guy?
No, that's Demix.
Nope.
Don't ever.
Oh, might be. Whoa. We got some feelings about that. My bad. Chris, how dare you?
Because Xehanort was going to help him be the very best and catch all the Pokemon.
Are you winning, son?
Incorrect.
Yeah. Damn.
Although I am pretty impressed by how far you guys have gotten before getting any wrong. He claimed that Xehanort said he would bequeath him a Keyblade. He wants a Keyblade.
Oh, for why?
Oh.
We don't know.
Oh.
Because he's a shady bastard, that's why.
I thought we liked Zigbar.
I do.
Oh, okay.
He's one of my favorites. Mm.
No, when I was watching Austin, like, fight him for the first time, I was like, I would have thrown the controller already. This fucking sucks.
Mm.
Omega Carlos asks, see how many of the organization's somebodies they can name. So we saw several of their somebodies in Birth by Sleep.
Leah.
Bragg.
Lee.
Oh, yeah, Lee.
What's his fuck? The like kinky scientist guy. What's his name? he strikes me as kinky. Okay, surprised he doesn't wear a mask.
Like, oh my god! What
kinky scientist doesn't need a different name than that?
What is his name's like Lumiere or something like that?
Syax. His name is it? No, it's not Syax. It is.
Syax is the blue-haired guy.
Ass. No.
Okay, not Syax. I call him Bitchface. I don't know his name. What the fuck is his name? What's his organization name?
Vexen.
That's right, because he makes me think of how vexed I get when I see him.
You sound like Michael Scott.
I remember that Larsine's name is like Elena or something like that.
That's true. Elrena.
Elrena.
Although she's not in this game, but.
I'm just remembering the ones that I know their names are, though. Oh my
Evan
god.
Is correct.
One of them's name is Dylan.
Dylan is correct.
Brady. Chad.
Incorrect.
Jason. Jared.
The ones that you missed that were in in Birth by Sleep were Isa.
Oh.
That's Syax. Alias. He goes on to be God, I just blanked on
Point away from Austin.
Point away from me.
Loses a point. He has to win a dollar.
Fuck. Yes! Ienzo, who is sexy on?
Sexy yes. in there? Sexy in there. Mm-hmm.
It's sexy in there.
And I think that's it for Inside of Birth by Sleep.
Was Evan in there? Did I imagine that?
No, you. I didn't say the ones that you guys said. So yeah, you got okay. Evan.
I got Dylan.
I didn't.
You guys got.
I didn't know if I was just being angry about him again.
No. You guys got Evan, Dylan, Lee, Brig, and one more that I've. Oh, I counted Elrena.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We are so good at stuff.
Wow.
You guys are doing really good. I'll be honest, I didn't expect you guys to have this many points. You guys already have almost 30 points.
I would like to say a big shout out to Riley because they have remembered so much.
They have. So I'm proud. Truly impressed.
I really appreciate that, but if you're listening to the episode too closely, you might notice I haven't answered actually anything except for the question about the dais that was not sequestered but bequeathed. And I didn't even get to answer that. I just said, oh, that's a word I tried to ask about recently.
Yeah, you haven't answered any of the questions, but in the...
But like, I've what known happened, what we were talking you, about.
You threw out several things.
Yeah. Like, I acted like I was at least fucking there. So that's improvement. Thank you.
White Key of Gondor asks, what is the name of the room that Aqua leaves a sleeping Ven in at the end of her story?
It's in Castle Oblivion.
The Room of Eternal Sleep.
It's kind of the opposite.
In name. The Room of Immediate Awakening.
The Chamber of Waking.
Yeah.
Oh! We're so good at this shit. The room where
I really like quiz episodes. Can we do more of those?
Trivia is so fucking hard.
I love trivia.
In fact, when we get closer to like the end, when we're about to wrap up, like with being caught up with Kingdom Hearts, I say that we have people come on and quiz all four of us together. And I'm on that the chopping block just like you guys.
Can we make it a chopping block like a game show?
My goal is to beat the fuck out of Austin. All right. I got some studying to do.
You and I do get very competitive in trivia.
You guys are really good at it. Man, the three of you are going to obliterate. But as enemies, I'm outie. So... I'm outie 9000 for the game show episode, but I would be glad to, like, help.
I will say... You should know, everyone should know, like, how competitive Austin and I get. We got a little competitive with Duolingo, with him learning Finnish and me learning Spanish. Like, we weren't even in the same leaderboards. But every time we saw each other, we'd be like, how far did you get today? Like,
luckily, since we were in different leaderboards, it was more supportive and less antagonistic. But if we were in the same leaderboards, oh man, it would have caused drama.
Absolutely.
I don't know. That's scary. You guys are scary.
Imperial asks, true or false? Aqua, Terra, and Ventus all spoke to Mickey at some point in their travels.
True.
False.
False, because Tara didn't talk to Mickey, did he?
We have two falses and one true, and that is a point, because correct, Tara did not talk to Mickey.
For Tara.
Yes!
More people could say that they didn't talk to Mickey. I'm now a Mickey hater.
Yeah. Mickey kind of sucks.
Makes that happen. It gets worse.
Mickey?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it'll get worse, trust me.
Oh, fuck!
Does it get better?
I only hate so many people.
No, it never gets better. Not yet, at least.
Oh, God. Okay.
I mean, it gets better in the fact that he does get called out.
Good.
You know,
I hope Riku fucking calls him out.
You know what we should do? I have an idea. We should have an episode where we have, like, people in the Discord server on, and they have to answer questions about what we think about Kingdom Hearts.
Yes! Like, super fan episode.
Like, name Darylise's least favorite character, you know what I mean? Like, stuff that they could find throughout the podcast.
That would be
cool. That's a tough one. I hate a lot of people.
Would Venmo someone $1 for that?
Our final two questions both come from Heartless BB.
Heartless! Yes, okay.
First, what is the lingering will?
Like, okay, I need to know how I'm allowed to answer this.
There's a character called the Lingering Will.
Mm-hmm.
What are they?
They're an armor. They're like armor that is like Terra's. It's Terra's armor. I didn't know if I was allowed to like say it. Okay, yeah. Terra's armor.
And what did Aqua do to try and save Terra at the end of her story?
She jumped into the portal thing, right? To, like, grab him?
Yep. She jumped into the darkness that he was seeping into and blasted her own keyblade and armor up to protect him and push him out. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Xehanort was still in charge of that body. And Xehanort's she's now stuck in the realm of darkness.
Sad.
Bitches.
Let me just count all this up. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. You guys have 32 points.
Yeah!
I think this is the best you guys have ever done. I'm giving you guys an A++.
Woo! We got two pluses!
Oh,
I'm so happy. Yes.
I'm clapping, but you probably can't hear it because of noise suppression. So I'm wondering if that I can continue talking. You might hear it with me talking. Clappity clap, clap, clap. Thank you.
It actually just cuts out your voice when you're clapping instead.
Clap, 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 clap,
clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap. We'll just have to do that instead.
I'll just add a canned clapping, like we're a sitcom.
Oh, please do. Please do in that spot where you're A++, blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to need you to get
the cheering that happens from the spinning wheel.
The will.
Where that
yeah.
person's like, woo!
Yes.
For no good reason, just because it's also a very memorable audio clip bit. Can you also throw in the piece from SpongeBob that where that guy screamed about his leg?
Leg.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My leg.
Thank you. Thank you.
My one thing from SpongeBob that I never forget is when SpongeBob's like running and he yells like, "Ah, he's out to get me! He caught me!" or something like that, and everybody turns on this old man who's like, "Oh, I love young people," and they're like, "How many times do we have to teach you this lesson, old man?" I don't know why, but that's one of my favorites.
Odd.
It is a good one.
All right, Austin said I looked like Patrick Starr today.
That's not what I
said. Oh my god, Austin.
That's not what I said.
Oh my god, he totally did.
He did.
Anyway.
No backstory?
No.
Crow is up.
Just on my head. Break skateboard.
So we start the Xehanort reports, but they actually start with a letter.
Xehanort.
Please accept my deepest gratitude for the invitation to witness your pupil's ascension to the office of true Keyblade Master. It was a heavy mantle our master placed upon your shoulders, naming you successor. But you have nonetheless persevered and raised two masters yourself. I know it cannot be easy. I did you terrible harm in the past, over a petty difference in opinion. And just a few years ago, selfishly thrust my own burdens upon you. I think of you like a younger brother. And yet, fool that I am, I have never availed myself of countless opportunities to apologize or thank you for opening your home to the boy. Yet not once have you blamed me. On the contrary, here you are inviting me to such an important ceremony. I intend to be there to offer you all my blessings. Our master chose his heir wisely. Ours is a bizarrely ironic task, to watch over the light from the shadows. But in the face of that, the warmth in your heart and unfailing dedication to the light impress me to no end. I've taken to wandering the world and seen much darkness hiding in the light. Lately, I fear it has taken a turn for the worse. Perhaps Yen Sid has already told you about the unversed. These fledgling emotions derive from negativity, and I can now sense the presence in nearly every world. And on the topic of darkness, we must speak of another matter that concerns me, one related to the upcoming ceremony. When I visited several years ago, your pupil Terra drew my attention. His power is immense, to be sure, but within his heart, I could see darkness just waiting to be awakened. I know this is none of my business, but I have reservations about welcoming Terra as a true Keyblade Master without taking certain precautions. The traditional examination, perhaps, to see if he has the mark of mastery. The choice is yours, and I will humbly respect your decision. Take care. I eagerly await our long overdue reunion. This bitch out here planting seeds of doubt in Ericus's head, which led to Terra not being a Keyblade Master, which led to all of Birth by Sleep. Xehanort's Report 1. Much time has passed since I left the home of my youth behind, and in the myriad worlds I visited, I have gained much knowledge. On these pages, I intend to record a portion of that knowledge and put the course of my life to paper. Upon reflection, my life underwent the most considerable scene change when I arrived at that place. Yes, it began when I found a master, and another I would later call my brother. When I found a new home, then there was the Keyblade. For what purpose was it begotten, and by whom? During my training, as one of its wielders, the precepts offered a clear answer. The Keyblade existed so that we who watched over the light could protect the world from the shadows. But was that the true answer? Could there not be more to it than that? My heart sought knowledge, and so I sometimes visited the other worlds, though such travel was forbidden unless duty required, and I found what my heart sought. Xehanort's Report 2. Our master instructed us to don armor while traveling between worlds so that we might shield ourselves from the darkness. But there, in the lanes between, I could feel the force of it, the power, and from then on, I forwent my armor's protection. I had been told that the darkness would devour me, but what terrors could it possibly hold, so long as I found the strength to control it? The world is vast, and the worlds within the greater world, uncountable. Like little islands, they dot a great ocean, between which keeps them ignorant of each other. Uncorrupted, each world has its own order. Unlike us, they could not know of the world in its entirety, and we were never to enlighten them. Xehanort's Report 3. In ancient times, no such buffers kept the larger world divided. There were no walls of light enclosing each smaller world the way they do today. Nothing prevented one from physically interfering with the next. At that time, the world was filled with light, and a great many Keyblade wielders. But without the buffers, the worlds began to squabble over ownership of the light. You see, they learned of the Keyblade's true use. War broke out as each of the Keyblade wielders struggled to lay claim to an almighty entity known as Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts could be described as an aggregate of hearts. Worlds, too, have hearts, just like people. And each world's heart is concealed from sight beyond a hidden door. By gathering all the hearts of the worlds into a single place, one may complete Kingdom Hearts. Thus Ansem's plan in Kingdom Hearts 1. Xehanort's Report 4. And when Kingdom Hearts is complete, it is said that the one who opens its door will bring about the creation of the next world. Such a feat is above any human. Or to put it a different way, whoever opens that door will be reborn as something far greater than human. Light and darkness are two sides of the same coin. Without darkness, there is no light. The Keyblade wielder's great war over Kingdom Hearts was fought by defenders of the light, servants of the darkness, those who sought to reconcile the two, and those motivated by nothing more than lust for power. A whole spectrum of thought was swept into the conflict, and the worlds that did not go to war found the war brought to them. In the end, the whole world was cast into darkness. That was how the ancient Keyblade War drew to a close, and to this day, no one has ever managed to open the door to Kingdom Hearts. Sometime later, the little light that remained in the hearts of the few gave rise to the world we know today, one made of many worlds, behind just as many walls, so that the Keyblade War could not be repeated. Xehanort's Report 5. At present, the lanes and corridors that run between the worlds may only be traversed by us Keyblade wielders and those who have given themselves over to darkness. As the former, our duty is to cross the chasms between the worlds and guard against the latter, whose darkness corrupts and contaminates, so that no world need be lost ever again. Few Keyblade wielders remain now. I have heard of but a handful of others outside of my circle, but the world is vast. And more of our kind may be out there. Now, in addition to the realm of light in which we reside, there is also a realm of darkness, and the realm between, which connects the two. The realm of darkness is most forbidden. I am told no one who sets foot there has ever returned. Xehanort's Report 6. There are three families of Keyblade. The Keyblades of Light, that we wield, Keyblades of Darkness, and Keyblades of Heart. The first and second families only differ in origin. Keyblades of Darkness are found in the Realm of Darkness, and are counterparts to the Keyblades we use in the Realm of Light. The third type of key, the Keyblade of Heart, came into existence when the world was reorganized after the Keyblade War. Without this key, Kingdom Hearts is forever beyond a person's reach. Only by gathering seven hearts of pure light, hearts completely devoid of darkness, may one forge a Keyblade of Heart and open the door to Kingdom Hearts. And as stated before, opening this door arguably gives that person control over all worlds and all people. And so he's explaining a couple of things that we've seen. Mickey said that his Keyblade that he found in the Realm of Darkness was the counterpoint to Sora's. So his is the Kingdom Key D, because it's the Kingdom Key from the Realm of Darkness, and Sora's is just the Kingdom Key. And then we saw the Keyblade of Heart. That's the one that Sora actually stabbed himself with. He committed seppuku with. But we haven't seen it since, because it takes the hearts of all seven princesses of light. Xehanort's Report 7. I have uncovered the Keyblade's ultimate mystery. You see, besides the three families of Keyblade, there is another, Beyblade. While it may sound the same when spoken, it is notated uniquely, Beyblade. And make no mistake, while it resembles a normal Keyblade, it is something altogether different. Keyblades are said to be man-made counterparts to Kingdom Hearts. The Beyblade, however, coexists with Kingdom Hearts. It is only forged when two hearts of equal power intersect. One heart of pure darkness, and one of pure light. At the time of its forging, Kingdom Hearts appears. It must be noted, though, that this Kingdom Hearts is special. Unlike the Kingdom Hearts brought about forcibly and artificially through collection of hearts, this Kingdom Hearts is a perfect and complete union of all the world's hearts. Surely, it was over this that the ancient Keyblade War was fought. If so, the walls that divide the worlds today are of little consequence. With the Beyblade, all their hearts could be instantly reunited, and the Keyblade War refought. So this explains the three Kingdom Hearts we've seen, the one in Kingdom Hearts 1, a forced collection of the world's hearts, the one in Kingdom Hearts 2, a forced collection of people's hearts, and the one in Birth by Sleep, true Kingdom Hearts, presumably.
Presumably.
Xehanort's Report 8. My brother pupil Ericus thinks only in absolutes. He has persuaded himself that light is the only way, but forgets that light cannot exist without shadow. I believe a balance of light and darkness is what sustains our world, but too much of the darkness has been stamped out, disrupting that balance. Someone must tear down this tyranny of light and reorganize the world around the darkness, which then creeps back in. Ericus and I did not see eye to eye, and I left and wandered the world. This was perhaps the first time I felt truly free since that day that I departed my boyhood home. But free to do what? I'd already shown the mark and become a Keyblade Master, but having been passed over as a successor, all that remained for me was the road of teacher. Ordinarily, Keyblade Masters take pupils under their wings, malleable minds in which to impress the precepts of the Keyblade wielder and keep our profession alive for generations to come. Was my time drawing to an end, then, after all I had accomplished since casting away that place of my birth? Surely waiting for a quiet death would not do. Not when there was still so much I needed to see for myself. Powers help me, I thought. My body is so old. Xehanort's Report 9. We Keyblade Masters have a special gift. We can extract a heart, be it of our own or that of another. By continuing the cycle, it is possible to remain in the world of the living forever. As a boy, I dreamed of seeing the furthest reaches of the world. If I only went far enough, there had to be a world out there in which no one had ever set foot before. And now I know of just such a world. If I become the first to open Kingdom Hearts' door, I can create the next world in which light and darkness exist in perfect equilibrium. So there I stood, with vast knowledge in one gnarled, dying hand and newfound purpose in the other. The next step was clear. I needed a new vessel.
I needed a new baby.
And that was when I met Ventus and made him my pupil. We were destined to meet, and I could sense the potential within him. But the boy was too benign for his own good. I came to the conclusion he was too frail to serve as a vessel. I decided to use him for a second purpose I had in mind. I would remove the darkness from his heart and split him in two. Then I would have my heart of pure light and my heart of pure darkness. Xehanort's Report 10. As was expected, Ventus lacked the constitution for such an ordeal. I was able to remove the darkness inside him and create Vanitas, a heart of pure darkness, but Ventus drifted into the clutches of sleep. Ventus's heart of pure light and Vanitas's heart of pure darkness, if both could be made strong enough to one day clash, I know the Beyblade would be forged. But Vanitas took too much of Ventus's heart, and from that fracture, I could see the last of Ventus's light was slipping away. The boy deserved a place to spend his final moments peacefully, and what should come to my mind but my own boyhood home? My legs took me there unbidden, and as I stood there on the same beach where I had made the choice to leave so many years ago, I thought not a single thing has changed. Here in this quiet world, time marches in place. Content that Ventus would find peace here, I started to walk away. But just then, the boy held up his Keyblade, and the light within him had not died. So this is explaining one of the very first scenes we saw, when we saw Xehanort show up on Destiny Islands and leave Ventus there and start to walk away. So, yes, Xehanort was originally from Destiny Islands.
Oh.
According to him.
I think it's really rude to say someone is benign. I think that was really hateful. Like, what does that even mean to call a person benign?
I don't know.
small and unimportant. That's not like a way you describe a person as benign. Feels wrong.
Xehanort's report, 11. Ventus and Vanitas were not matched in power. I could not train them, or Vanitas's darkness would gnaw away at what little Ventus had left. Of course, since I needed a place where the boy's light might flourish, the answer was obvious. Arrakis and his absolutes. Considering how we had parted ways, I expected friction. But if anything, Arrakis seemed delighted to see me again. He readily agreed to take care of Ventus. Now I need only wait for the boy's heart to get stronger. I had not visited this second home of mine for some time. I discovered Arrakis had already two pupils of his own. Within one of them, Terra, I sensed something. The boy, though well-intentioned, seeks power single-mindedly. And that kind of hunger is a seedbed for darkness. I had found my vessel. Xehanort's Report 12. The time has come. I have received word from Arrakis that his pupils are to become true Keyblade Masters, Terra and Aqua. They will be easy now to lure into the outside world. But Ventus, I will get nowhere without him. Vanitas can feel some of what Ventus feels, and he says Terra is the key. Ventus has loved Terra like a real brother ever since he let him keep his old wooden Keyblade. It seems we have found a loose thread at which we can tug to unravel Ventus's heart. The first step is to get Terra alone. Then we need to plant the seeds of doubt in Ventus. Let him carry his faint light as he chases his brother into the darkness. Let the darkness make his light stronger, and then let the light deepen the darkness. And where the two finally meet is where the stuff of legends will become real. And that is Xehanort's plan.
Xehanort, calm down.
So at least what he tells us here, he may contradict it in a future game. I cannot confirm or deny. Mm. But he says that he wants to remake the world and have it be in perfect balance between light and darkness. He says that right now there's too much light. Darkness gets stamped out immediately. It just becomes an insidious thing rather than a natural thing.
Darkness imprisoning me. All that I see. Xehanort. So what I'm hearing is he totally contradicts himself on a later game.
I cannot confirm or deny.
What a sussy pants thing to say.
Yep.
I won't remember. It's okay.
Yeah, I know.
Ew, what?
And now we move on to the secret movies. There's several short ones, basically. They all kind of are one, but they're also separate. It's weird. But it's called Blank Points. The first part of Blank Points is called Hidden Truths. And it's a conversation between Xehanort and Terra inside of the body.
Darkness rules your heart. It gives me control. Muscle and sinew that once obeyed you now rebels against you. How you can remain here at all confounds the mind.
It's still my heart. You think you can just come in and take over? I'm not going to sit by and let that happen.
Don't even entertain any notions of escaping me, boy. In the end, your heart will be engulfed by mine forever.
Wrong. You're gonna get shown the door, old man.
I recall, you couldn't even handle your own darkness. How then will you triumph over mine?
You'll find out soon enough.
Oh, so that's how it is it? Someone else has set foot in your heart. Arrakis, you sly fox.
I'm not afraid of what the darkness holds now. Even if you do wrest control of my heart from me, even if you cast me into the deepest, darkest abyss, you'll never sway me from the one cause that pushes me to keep on fighting. Whatever the cost, I'm ready to pay it.
Brave words, to be sure. But I'm a patient man. We can take as much time as we need to settle this little property dispute. However, know this. You were just one of many roads that I might choose to take. Trust me, I made certain of that.
The next part is called Image of Their Backs Preserved in Memory. We see Apprentice Xehanort. So Xehanort having taken over Terra's body and now studying under Ansem the Wise, walking through a hallway in Radiant Garden. When Brig runs up.
Hey, Mr. Master. Oh, come on. You don't even know your pal? Please tell me the amnesia was just a sick joke. Boy, this is some cliche. Hey, you're not Terra, right? Just gotta check. As if. Well, don't sweat it. I got your back.
And then Ansem and Ienzo come from a side passage, and after Xehanort and Brig have already passed by, they walk away from Xehanort and Brig while eating ice cream together. Ienzo, the little boy that eventually becomes Sexian, stops and turns around at Xehanort and Brig. And now we come to the best part, I think. A part called Two Who Were Never Meant to Meet.
Is this like one of the Disney shorts?
Not really, because those are like an independent thing, but these are like little extra scenes that have happened since the game, basically.
Okay.
So we see Ansem, not Seeker of Darkness, but the Wise, wearing a black coat, sitting in the Realm of Darkness, staring out across the dark sea. And Aqua approaches him.
Who are you?
Why, hello. It's not often I get visitors.
Please, call me Aqua. Why are you sitting here all alone in the Realm of Darkness? How did you end up here?
Well, I can tell you that this is my second time on these shores, but unfortunately, much like the first, I do not remember who I am or whence I came. Everything was washed away in whatever currents carried me here.
That's too bad. I know I've been here for a long time, wandering through the endless hours, unable to escape.
You wish to return to your own world?
And she nods.
It's my friends. I promised I'd be there for them.
Your friends. Somewhere in the scraps of memory I have left, you remind me of a boy I once knew. He's very much like you, true to his friends and kind. This boy travels to many worlds and fights to keep the light safe.
Keep the light safe? I've been away too long. Did something happen out there? Are the worlds in danger?
Sad to say, they nearly fell to darkness more than once. But at every turn, that boy arrived with Keyblade in hand to save the day.
Huh, wait a second. Is his name Terra or Ven?
Neither of those, I'm afraid.
Should have known.
How long has it been since I met him? At least a year now, perhaps more. Back then, my heart was clouded with vengeance. I did terrible things, both to him and his friends. I brought unhappiness to more lives than one. I felt something must be done.
Why, what? Was that why? A means of clearing my conscience, perhaps?
Out of some scholarly instinct? While that boy slept his long sleep, I hid the results of my research inside him, transplanting the data to where it might best serve a purpose. In fact, I would like to believe that maybe he can set things right. A boy like him who touches so many hearts. He could open the right door and save all those people whose lives I managed to ruin. So many are still waiting for their new beginning, their birth by sleep. Even me. Even you.
What's this boy's name?
His name is...
And then on screen we see all the pieces lie where they fell. And in a white room of the mansion of Twilight Town, we see Naminé sitting and drawing a picture, and we see that it is a picture of Destiny Islands at sunset. And we hear her voice say,
Sora.
And then we see the clock tower in Twilight Town with Roxas, Axel, and Shion sitting eating ice cream together and watching the sunset. And Roxas and Shion stop eating and look up and together say, Sora. And then at the mountain path in the Land of Departure leading up to the castle, we see Ven asleep in a rock chair and Terra walk over and rest his arm on the chair. And this wakes Ven, and they both look up at the night sky and together say, Sora. And a shooting star passes above them. Back in the realm of darkness, sitting on the beach, Aqua starts to cry, and she looks out across the water. Sora. And then on screen, where they wait for him. And we cut to Sora, looking at the sunset while sitting on the Paupu tree on Destiny Islands. Riku walks up. Sora. He turns and sees Riku walking across the bridge and onto that smaller island. Riku, your mind's made up? Yeah. And Sora has a bottle and a note that bears King Mickey's seal. Kairi walks up and joins them. Sora. Kairi, I... And she nods, and he walks up to her. It's just that they really need me. I have to go. I am who I am because of them. And Kairi hands Sora her good luck charm. See you soon. And the screen turns black. And words flash onto the screen. Reconnect, Kingdom Hearts.
Wow.
What?
So good.
So... that scene with Aqua talking to Ansem the Wise happened after Kingdom Hearts 2. After he exploded, after shooting the fucking moon, he fell into the realm of darkness. And then he met up with Aqua, who is still there 11 years later.
Oh, jeez.
Is she okay?
No. There's a whole game about it.
Yeah, I don't think she's okay.
And it's a really... I'm going to send it to you guys after we finish recording. It's pretty short, but it's a really good cutscene. It's one of my favorites in all of Kingdom Hearts. Especially just like, it just goes through all these different characters who have all like been done so dirty. And it's implying that, you know, the future of the series is Sora has to go fucking save them.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any final thoughts, comments, or questions on Birth by Sleep?
I think that if I was in the realm of darkness for 11 years by myself, I absolutely would not be mentally well. Thank you.
No.
Is she an extrovert? Is Babs okay? Does she have like a plank of wood she drew a face on?
I think she's kind of an introvert.
Oh, God.
Just based on like she talks to people and doesn't like anything, but like so much more than any other character in the whole series. We always hear her inner monologue. She doesn't like, I don't know. So I think if anybody could handle it, it would be her, because she's also a fucking badass.
Mm-hmm. I could not. Mm. I would like need somebody to talk to within 3 hours.
Yeah. All I can say is don't play the game that tells Aqua's story in the realm of darkness while you're depressed. It'll just make it worse.
Hmm. I'll make sure I add that to my list of things not to do.
Our intro and outro song is Dearly Reminded by Ion Ultra. You can find his Bandcamp links in the show notes. You can also find a link to our Discord server in the show notes. We do have some new friends in there. I'd like to welcome a page of Andy, Cyber Vixen, NicoJack000, and Soma90265.
Welcome!
Howdy.
Oh my god, y'all showed up. We've been waiting for you.
Special welcome to the one that said that I was their favorite character on the podcast. Hey!
Hey!
I believe that was NicoJack.
Hey!
I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Good take.
That one's hard to say out loud.
Stan, we respect.
But that's all from us this week. Bye.
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 This world has been connected.